right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's see if I'm... Alright, okay. Well, good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing this morning? That one was Bay Street Billionaires. How about that one? And it comes from Mighty YouTube again. Good morning. Wonderful to be here. And thank God we are here. Just looking at a lot of stuff here. And man, it's so many different things that are happening today. This December 10th, and it is 6:53 a.m. in the morning, December 10th. This is Friday, right? This is Friday. We made it to Friday, and thank the good Lord that it's Friday. Amen to that. And so I'd like to say good morning to those who are in the chat already. All of you that are out there, if I can find you. Either way, if I can't, then we'll just keep on talking. Because you were there. Anyway, I'd like to say good morning again. So what I wanted to do was to talk to you about what we have been kind of like continuing on this whole journey with the Bible. Someone brought up a question to me about Babylon. And I was thinking when I was looking at this, and I got to thinking about Babylon and looking at Babylon very deeply, I was curious whether or not Babylon is America, because this was brought up to me almost in a question, like, and then the person proceeded to answer that question, and I think you know who you are. But it just basically asked the question, how are we to get out of Babylon if we don't really know what Babylon is, you know? Basically, the person was just trying to find out, are we in Babylon? And they, he came up with some good reasons for why we are in Babylon. He kind of covered some of his own thoughts on it. And you know, you can call it Babylon if you want to, but if you don't, you can call it something else. You know, we can be calling it something totally different. So this is, let's see, I'm going to let you see the video. Whereas there was a pastor who addressed this, and I thought it was a pretty good video to kind of start out on talking about
18, it. 18, why not 16? 16, why not 14? 14, why not 12? 12, why not 7? It's all arbitrary. There is no universal lawgiver or universal laws. Let me close with this, maybe. Sex is a physical issue. It's not a spiritual issue. See, this is the great lie, that you're a highly evolved animal. You're made in the image and likeness of God. You're one person, two parts, a body and a soul. And sex is not just physical, it's also spiritual. I'm going to give you a revelation that God gave me the other morning when I woke up and I was praying for you. In 1 Peter 5:13, Peter writes to those who are in Babylon. And the Holy Spirit brought it to mind. He was writing to those who were in the Roman Empire. The early Christians referred to the nation of Rome as Babylon. It was code word. Babylon was an ancient nation in the Old Testament in the days of Daniel. Babylon took over God's people, enslaved them. The first thing they did, they took Daniel and they castrated him. They gave him a gender reassignment surgery. They wanted to make him from a male to a non-male. The spirit of Babylon lives on. Babylon was an ancient nation that sought to change Daniel's sex, gender, and sexuality. But behind Babylon is a demonic spirit that is at work in every nation and every age. This is why long after the Babylonian Empire, which is mentioned 227 times in the Bible, Revelation 14:8 says at the end of history, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, she who made all nations drink the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality." There's a powerful demonic spirit at work in the world. The name of that spirit is Babylon, and that spirit is trying to get everyone to be sexually confused and addicted and self-destructing. And it wants to establish sex as a religion that overtakes God. It says this same thing in Revelation 17:3 through 5. "In the spirit, I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet." That indicates power and wealth. "And adorned with gold, jewels, and pearls, holding in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and impurities of her sexual immorality. Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the earth's abominations." Sex is a religion that is seeking to take over the earth, and it is ruled by a spirit in the same way that God is a king with a kingdom ruled by the spirit that is supposed to overtake the earth. Everything God creates, Satan counterfeits. Revelation 18 tells us that the war at the end will be between God and the religion of sex. "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit. All nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich from the power of her luxurious living." Very rich and powerful this religion is. Amazon Web Services accounts for 40% of all internet traffic. 70% of their profits come from their server farms. The reason that they are able to undercut so much of business is because they host most of the porn industry. Babylon the Great has found her way online.
So anyway, that's I really thought that was really a good analysis of what Babylon is, where we are now, what's going on with us now, is that, you know, it's kind of what I was talking about yesterday about this whole thing about sex slaves, and they want to lock everyone down, and you know, they make this the official way that they deal with people. You know, with the lockdowns and everything, then they can just basically pick and choose whom they want to pervert and molest and whatever they want to do. And who's to say they don't have to, they will not come after your children or whatever. And you know, just even was watching another video this morning with Crowder, or you know, Crowder's video, and he was talking about that too. He was just making mention about the whole thing about CIA, and he said you can read on their actual website that there have been sexual acts with people that have been I don't know what you call them, agents or informants or whatever, people who are involved with the CIA as young as, with children as young as 6 years old. So I don't know, that's just what they were saying on Louder with Crowder, High Priest of YouTube. This is what I'm talking about. I'm doing this to just discuss what they were talking about, High Priest. But the point that I'm saying though, again, is how far is this thing gonna go? And are we in Babylon? You know, you talk about the beast of Revelation was given power by the dragon, right? And then you have this Babylonian system that's being set up. But the Bible says it will fall. It will eventually fall. But you really need to know that it is a Babylonian system in which they intend to enslave and keep everyone under lock and key and keep people, you know, from being able to express themselves, move around and move freely up under the guise, up under the false pretenses that they are actually doing this for your good, right? And it's interesting because I saw another video associated with that. I'll pull that up for you just in a minute. But this one was really interesting. I thought it was about what was going on with some of the lockdowns that are actually happening right now. This one comes from TikTok.
So what's the go?
So this, I'm going to give you a warning, yeah? It's an official warning that you have to stand above and obey the rules while you get, yeah? And that's, we have to go the rules again. I don't care.
So am I allowed to go to the laundry?
You're allowed to go to the laundry, but you got to wear a mask, yeah?
Yeah, righto.
And you definitely can't go up the fencing route, but you're allowed to go to the laundry, yeah? That's always been the case, yeah?
Right, so if I was sitting just here, which is right near the fence, why are these guys in a cabin that's right near the fence? It makes no sense, does it?
Yeah, but you can't leave your balcony to go to the fence to talk to somebody else. That's just obvious, yeah?
So if I was at that balcony...
Again, it doesn't have to make sense. There has to be lines everywhere drawn, yeah? And one of the lines is you cannot leave your balcony and you cannot go to someone else. Where it makes no sense or it doesn't seem right to you, that is the line and that's what the law is, yeah? And that's how it goes, yeah?
The law.
Well, the show direction.
There's a law that says
show
that.
Direction, yep. There's a show direction, yeah? And how the behavior must be done, especially in this area because it's much more highly infectious. Lucky to have infected people, yeah?
Highly infectious when all of us people are negative.
So far, the risk is still very high, yeah? Just while you're here, can we just do that? Otherwise, the next time it's a $5,000 fine. We don't want to do that.
It's a $5,000 fine if what?
If you breach again.
If I walk out onto that path.
Without your mask on, for no reason other than the laundry.
If I cross that yellow line.
Saying that you've broken the rule.
That I've broken the rule, I will be issued with a $5,000 fine.
That's correct.
Right.
Okay. We could even do that now, but we're giving the warning first. Have a chat with you because it's a big fine. Rather just do the right thing, yeah? Like I said, I'm not here to fight with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight with you.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to do the right thing, and unfortunately, it's my job to make sure they do. I don't care the ins and outs. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm just here to make sure the rules are adhered to, yeah?
So, what did that experience make you think?
Okay, so anyway, as you can see that there are these ideas that are being communicated to us that are telling us that these things are being done for your own good, which will eventually, be policies that are actually being worked out, they've been put in place. Policies, the word policy also is where we get the word police. Police department, police. And then also the policy will be done by the Antichrist, right? Let's see here. There it is. That's Daniel. Going back to Daniel chapter 8, verse 25. His power would be great, but it would not be his own. He would cause terrible destruction and succeed in whatever he does. He will destroy the mighty men along with the holy people. Through his craft, and that word craft could be translated as policies. And by his hand, he will cause deceit to prosper. He will deceive people. He will cause deceit to prosper. How do you deceive people and prosper? So deceit. Deceiving people into believing something that is not true. And it will prosper. And in his own mind, he will make himself great. In a time of peace, he will destroy many. And he will even stand against the prince of princes. Yet he will be broken off, but not by human hands. Isn't that wonderful? It won't be us that will break him off. It will be God Almighty. He'll be broken off. He will be broken. But for a while, deceit will prosper under his hands. Anyway, as we look at this, we can kind of see where this is going, right? He has reference to the fourth beast. You say, Chris Black, how you doing this morning? Babazine, good morning. Coffee House, good morning. Sister Knit and More, good morning. Justin, good morning. How you doing? God bless you. It does sound like today, USD, God bless you. It does sound like today, exactly. What we're seeing, we're actually seeing the platform of the Antichrist. The platform of the Antichrist being established. And by the way, I just want to thank you who are out there supporting my platform. God bless you for supporting the platform with the PayPal donations and what have you. Just some very good people out there. Just some very wonderful people. Ola Jamoki, and then also Ron Rhoda, God bless you. And all the rest of you. If I didn't call your name, I will. But I sure thank you for your generous contributions. Yeah, we're going on, but you know, we're looking at this whole thing, and man, it's amazing how deceit is prospering right before our eyes. Right before our eyes. I mean, you guys believe the Bible yet? Well, now, the Bible says that the Antichrist will also be a, well, he'll be somewhat of a creature that will be given power. He will be given power by the dragon. So Satan is the dragon, and then the Antichrist. And so let's see, the Guardian. Let's take a look at this one here. They have actually a picture of it. The Guardian International Peace Security sits on the visitors plaza outside the UN headquarters, and the Guardian is a fusion of a jaguar, an eagle donated by the government of Oaxaca, Mexico. It is created by the artist Jacobo Maria Angelis. And it has a mouth like a lion, wings like an eagle, feet like a bear, and a body like a leopard. Is that what the Bible tells us that that's going to be? So the UN is the actual figure of the Antichrist that has been given. He will stand up like a man, is what the Bible says. He will stand up like a man. And then he will be given power to rule from the dragon. That's already in the UN. How did they know? You guys awake yet? Yeah, there it is. Revelation 13:2. See what that says. And I saw the resemblance of a leopard, and feet like a bear, and mouth like a lion. And the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. So that matches what we just read in Daniel. In Daniel chapter 8, that this person will have great authority empowered to do these evil atrocities, and by deceiving people, he will prosper. You know, it may have been a joke yesterday about these heart attacks in the cold weather, but it is true, and there is some truth to some of this stuff that we're seeing. I mean, it's almost that's why a joke is kind of like a cruel reality, because the joke is. I mean, it's actually coming to pass here. This is just in here. It talks about, in case you missed it, cardiac illnesses are now caused by post-traumatic stress syndrome, but it's really PP, post-pandemic stress syndrome. And they talked about that. And this was in the Washington Standard. Says that the illnesses are now caused by a post-pandemic stress syndrome. That's what's going to happen, all of these heart attacks here. And they talk about it in an article here, in case you missed it. Heart disease occurring around the time of the blank blank, experimental blank blank, blank blank. Has nothing to do with the blank. The surge of heart attacks related to the illness instead is caused by the new stress disorder called the post-pandemic stress disorder, according to Mark Rayner, a former senior NIH psychological therapist and founder of Ease Wellbeing CIC. Rayner claimed, backed up by the Tahar Hussain, a senior vascular surgeon at Harold Northwick Park Hospital. So they're saying it's because of mental health and mental stress that the number of heart attacks will go up. And we're talking about as many as 300,000 new patients with heart issues. And that's all because of the pandemic and the stress from the pandemic. Man, I'm telling you, this world is getting more and more stranger. Guys, I got to get out of here. I cannot believe the time has went this fast. Let's pray. Eternal God, Father, I thank you, God, for this day. I pray, Father, you'll protect my friends out there, God, all of us. And God, I pray, Father, that you'll help us to get through these stressful times. You said in the word, men's hearts will fail them for fear. And now we do see that it at least being written in the word, written in the newspapers, that heart failure could be because of fear. And if that's true, then, Lord, I pray that you take away the spirit of fear and replace it, God, with a spirit of a sound mind and love. I thank you, God, that you have informed us of the times that we're in through your word. And I pray, Father, you'll give us wisdom and insight to continue to go forward, crushing the enemy, walking on serpents and scorpions, and not being hurt by any of the power of the enemy. We ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. I got to get out of here. Remember again, until next time, that Jesus is the light of the world and his truth will set you free. God bless.